Two thoughts I'd like to share with you on Parsha Shemos. When Yocheved hides her son Moshe Rabbeinu in the basket and places him in the river, she stations Miriam nearby to see what's going to happen with him and with her own nevuah about him. And the Torah then says that Basparo comes across the little baby and she says, Vihinei na'ar bocheh. She sees that there's a little boy crying. She has compassion on him. Vatomer, she says, Mialdei ha'ivrim zeh. This is a Hebrew child, this is a Jew. So we are accustomed to thinking that Vihinei na'ar bocheh refers to Moshe Rabbeinu. However, the Baal HaTurim says something differently. He says, Vihinei na'ar bocheh zeh Aharon. This is Aharon. He is the crying child. Shehinichaso etzal ha'teva, because Yocheved had placed him by the teva, apparently to make sure that Moshe would be okay. And he's crying. And he continues to say, the Baal HaTurim, Na'ar bocheh b'gematria zeh Aharon ha'kohen. Now, how does Bas Paru know that this is a Hebrew child? Well, some say, Mforshim say, from Chazal, that she saw he was circumcised, he was mohul. I would like to share a different thought. When Bas Paro sees one little boy crying over another little boy, she says, this is a Jewish child. The Egyptians were busy throwing babies into the river. They were not crying for anybody. They were killing babies. But when she sees Vihine Na'ar Bocheh, which is Aaron, crying over his brother, Miyaldei Ha'ivrim Zeh, this is a Jewish child. He cares what happens to his brother. And Moshe Rabbeinu later in the Torah exhibits this same beautiful, outstanding trait when he leaves the palace of Paro Vayetze Elechav and he takes it to heart, that which is happening with his brothers, in order to do something about it to help them, which he does immediately. One of the hallmark traits of a Jew is Vihinei Na'ar Bocheh, that we can cry, we can be concerned, we can care about another Jew. A second thought I'd like to share with you is when Moshe Rabbeinu comes across the Sneh, it says, Asura Nova Ereh, let me move aside, step aside so I can see. And Rashi says, Asura mikan lihiskarev sham. Let me move away from here in order to get close to there. What does that mean? That seems so obvious. Of course, I'm going to move away from here in order to get close to there. And then the Torah says, Bayar Hashem kisor lir'oth. Hashem saw that Moshe moved away in order to see, and then vayikro elov Elokim, mitoch hasneh. It seems that it's crucial that Hashem saw that Moshe was sor l'ros. Otherwise, it would have just said, Vayikro elav Elokim, without saying, Vayar Hashem ki sor l'ros. What was happening here? Why is this so important? We all have our view of reality, and it's very difficult for us to let go of it. And what happens then is we remain the same people. We learn the same. Our avoda is the same. We act with other people the same. We can't let go of our conception of reality. It's too hard. But in order to really grow as a Jew, to grow in Torah, to grow in Yiddishkeit, in Avodas Hashem, we have to let go of our current conception of things in order to become something greater. When Moshe Rabbeinu saw the Sneh, he did not say, let me fit this into the way I see reality and confirm that which I already know. That is non-growth. But rather, he said, Asura na, I have to move away. Zakarashi, Asura mikan, I have to move away from where I am. Liskarev shum, in order to get close to something else, to grow as a person, I have to let go. Later in the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he's building the Mishkan, for 7 days, he takes it apart and he sets it up. Why? Because we have to let go of our current structure, undo it in order to get to the next conception of Torah. The There's only one Jew who ever lived who left this earth to be Mekabel Torah in Shemayim. That's the Asura Na of Moshe Rabbeinu. That same person who said, I have to step away from here to see what's over there, he stepped away from our world in order to step up there into Shemayim and be Mekabel the Torah. That's Asura Na at its highest level. For 40 days and 40 nights, three times, Asura Na. He leaves this world to be Mekabel Torah up there in that world and bring it back down to us. Hashem wants us to grow as people. And in order for us to really grow, we have to be prepared to say, I need to look at this pasuk differently. I need to look at my friend differently. I need to look at myself differently. I need to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu differently, more refined, more whole, more pure, different than I look at things now. Asura na ve'ereh. And when Hashem sees kisor l'ros, that we're prepared to leave our current conception, to go to a higher one, then vayikroi lev elokim. Hashem speaks to us at a different level. May we all be zocha bizras Hashem, to growth, to change, in our avodas Hashem. L'orech yamim tovim.